Welcome back to Crosstalk. I'm Ingrid Schleter, and every second counts. Our time is moving along so quickly. Jackie Elnor, our guest, her website, apostasyalert.org, and check out her book, The Fleecing of Christianity, available through that website. She's the host of Apostasy Today at Rapture Ready Radio. And we are going to go right, let's see, first we're going to let you respond, Jackie, to the question, a short answer, and we'll get right back to the phones. Why the insatiable hunger for mysticism?
Well, because they want a God that they can feel and see and hear and smell and all of that. And these things offer them all of these feelings and these sensations and all of that, the same way that the children of Israel had to build they put them on an ark.
The golden calf.
The golden calf put on an ark and said that this is the God that led us out of Egypt. This is idolatry to the max. And, you know, why is contemplative prayer really big? Why is that's part of the whole mysticism? In the Toronto movement, they call that contemplative prayer. They have it called soaking. And now, of course, they're having the soaking kits you can buy for $49 from Catch the Fire World, which is Toronto Airport's new name, is Catch the Fire, because you can buy these soaking kits and learn how to go into an altered state of consciousness and travel to what they call the third heaven.
Ugh.
They're claiming that they can go up there. They have to get through the second heaven where they claim all the demons are, and so they get information from the demons and from the angels as they project up through going through the soaking time, which is another term is carpet time, where people are slain out, and during that time they leave their bodies and go into this astral projected plane.
Yep, right out of the occult there. Good job, people. Anyone that would pay money for a soaking, you hear about soaking prayer, big warning. Jackie just warned us about something else, another money-making fad, however misleading people and leading them right into the occult. We're going back to the phones, and our next caller who's been waiting next is Michael from Georgia. Michael, welcome to Crosstalk.
Jeff from Madison, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, just thank you so much to warn people. When I was a baby Christian about 10 years ago, I had a crippled foot, so I would run to these different things. I was very weak in the word, and I remember giving money, and this guy's like, get in this line. God's telling 10 people to get in this line. I have $100, and a friend took me, and he kind of looked with, you know, aghast as I was giving all my money away. But so there's a couple things. Is Jesus calls us to make disciples, and I think that's a problem that we're not seeing. We're not discipling the new believers, those of us that have become mature in the faith. 1 Peter 1:23 says, we're born again not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which lives forever. And then it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, training in righteousness, so that the man or woman of God will be complete, fully equipped for every good work. So it's just a fact, please continue to warn, but I have so many friends. I was going to a church, and we were at an event, and I was dancing, and this guy pulled me aside two different times and said, Jeff, there's a school in Florida for prophetic dance. I think God is calling you to go down there. And I'm like, dude, why would I want to go to prophetic dancing? I mean, that's glorifying yourself. That's putting yourself in. So it's craziness, but a lot of people that I know in their 20s and their 30s,
yeah,
they've got home churches. They love this Todd Bentley stuff. They thrive on it, but it is an experiential thing, but they're not grounded in the word.
That's
so
what
you're
it is.
Very correct. But as I said, the word of God, Jesus is the word, and we need to be built up in the word, but we need to be men and women that disciple new believers.
Amen. Well said. Jeff couldn't add a thing. Appreciate that so much.
I could add something, though.
Sure.
There is a new thing called the dancing in the spirit that goes along with the drum circles.
Is that the ecstatic thing?
Absolutely. And they dance in circles in pretty much going into an altered state of consciousness. It's very big in voodooism. You could look you could even go to YouTube and look in voodoo rituals and see them dancing in circles, and everybody with their eyes closed going in circles, and then they even have the drum circles. There's a church up in a so-called church, one of the ones that has the gemstones up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, that every week they bring in the drum circles.
It's trance dancing at its finest, and it's right coming into what calls itself the house of God. I want to get to Michael, who's been so patient. Michael is calling from Georgia. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Ingrid. I really appreciate this this segment, and I want to share just 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 9. And you know it well. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And then this verse is very important. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. And that, like the caller just said before, our first priority as Christians and as the church is to share the gospel and to evangelize and to disciple, because this is only going to increase, as all the prophets and the apostles warned it would increase.
That's right. And, you know, Michael, what you said is so important about the disciple part of it, because if you don't disciple, you're just, it's like setting an infant, a newborn infant, by the side of the road and saying, you know, good luck to you. They're going to be victims, be hit on the highway of false teaching, and there's so many perils out there if you're not grounded and rooted in the bedrock of the Word. Thanks so much for that call. We are just going to wrap things up. Jackie, just a few seconds left. I'll give those to you.
Well, you know, that what he just said made me think of how Jesus said that his sheep would know his voice and a stranger they would not follow. And the way to learn Jesus' voice is to read the Word of God, not just the red letters. There are some people now who are claiming only the red letters are the ones that to be trusted in the Word of God, and the rest of it isn't the Word of God. Only the red letters are. So there's twisting of things like that. You know, and so we need to be so well read in the Bible that these things can't deceive us.
Amen, Jackie. ApostasyAlert.org. Jackie Elnor with us today, researcher and media watchdog. Thanks so much for your work.
Thank you for having me here.
And I'd like to say thanks to all of our listeners today for joining us on Crosstalk. I'm Ingrid Schleter.
Been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from BCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a cassette or CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to BCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.